Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wide audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, what the hell happened to Amanda Bynes? Looks like she got some saggy waggies. Looks like she needs to put on a bra and stand up straight to get an instant 30% improvement. But this is what happens with mental illness, being abused by Harvey Weinstein's buddies and druggies. Not to mention she looks super woke. She also looks like she needs to grow her own eyebrows back and get rid of that nose metal, as well as that face tattoo. Moving on, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, it was traditional for women to kneel in front of their husbands on New Year's Eve to apologize for everything they did that year. Does this tradition need to be revived? Is it part of that mythical patriarchy I keep hearing so much about? But what I want to know is, who gave these women wedgies? Never forget what they took from us. Instead, we get men bowing down to women to atone for oppression. Yikes. Number three, this Colorado cop resigns after 21 years on the job, after her secret career in adult films is revealed. Apparently, the only problem is that she didn't obtain permission for moonlighting as a porn star. Also, wasn't a secret, so it makes me wonder why they waited so long to go after her. Actually, she only started a month ago, so it looks like she probably didn't care. I feel bad for her husband because she opened up their marriage so she could do it. Her name is Leigh Lauren, R-E-I-G-N. You can thank me later. Up next, the son asks his father what being a man is all about. The father says the wisdom to understand that Peter should have chosen Ursula over Mary Jane. Ursula was quiet, feminine, and baked him cookies when he was in trouble. But MJ was a drama queen, using him as an emotional tampon, and left him for an astronaut. Not to mention she had at least two notch counts before, because she was with Harry in The Flash, before sitting on Peter's Parker. Ursula wouldn't have betrayed him because she didn't have any better options. Number five, the New York Daily News says that a woman catches fire on a subway car. Meanwhile, the community note mentions that she was intentionally set on fire by a previously deported illegal migrant. It's headlines like that that help Democrats lose their elections. Instead of deporting him, how about saving everyone time and money and just executing him by burning him at the stake? It would be only fair. The worst part is that the cops did nothing and simply walked away as she was burning. Moving on, at first I thought it was going to be so over for Haley Welch after she pulled her crypto scam. Then I remembered Elizabeth Holmes. She married a son of a billionaire and had a kid with him, securing her future. Never underestimate women's ability to find some rich simp and rug pull her pants down from behind the way that she rug pulled all those crypto bros. She hasn't posted on social media for over a month. Looks like it's over for her. Number 7, when a woman says that she accidentally gets pregnant, this is what I picture. Her slipping down the stairs and flying onto the men's room and landing on a man's schwing-schwing. That way she doesn't have to take accountability. But with at least 35 forms of contraception these days, it's no accident when a woman gets pregnant. Regardless, this is still way more believable than most of their explanations. Up next, you just can't make this up. Annabelle Jefferson is suing her parents over her appearance, because she blames them for her ugly genes. If this works, then it looks like there are about to be a lot of rich incels out there. As for her, should she win her case? But even with all the money in the world, she'll never be able to attract Chad to her. Her life is already technically over. I think I want to sue her parents too, because I had to look at her. Number 9, what happened to men? In the 80s, when you hit 30, you look like a man. But today, when you hit 30, you look like a bald soy boy. It's gonna be the sedentary lifestyles and atrazine in the water supply that's feminizing dudes. Let's also not forget the contributions of learned helplessness and being raised by single mothers. Young guys these days, if they start balding, are better off taking estrogen. Taking that might ironically elevate their testosterone score. Moving on, here's me trying to get my money's worth at a buffet. Am I the only one doing this? But remember that when you go to a buffet, they always put the most expensive food as far away from the seating areas as possible. But they want you to get distracted by the cheap carbs, soups, and salads before you ever get to the more expensive stuff. They also keep refilling your free water glass, hoping that you get full faster by drinking it. Number 11, why do Indians hate toilets so much? This man offers to pay people to use a public toilet in India, and somebody kills him. The two men that ended him were urinating on the roadside. The men got upset and came back with their friends to end Kumar here. And no, this story isn't satire. It's real. Rest in peace to this brave hygiene enforcer. why are they like this, and why does the Indian Ocean have more fecal matter particles in it than all the other oceans combined? Up next, Senator John Fetterman says that if you're rooting against Trump, then you're rooting against America. And just like that, the Democrats are demanding that he leaves their party. I think that he's quickly going to find himself in the Republican Party. I thought he was brain dead, but now I realize governments need more guys like him. You see, folks, being the smartest Democrat in Congress is so easy that even a caveman can do it. Number 13, here's how Lego celebrates pride in the Middle East. Looks like that minifigure is missing his wings. Not to worry, though. When he lands on the ground, he'll get his wings and harp to go with them. Also, to me, this looks like London, but then again, who's asking? As far as I've heard, that's the latest Queers for Palestine headquarters. How mentally ill must you be to support an ideology that wants to see you thrown off a rooftop? Moving on, the Deadpool killer who ended two women is flooded with messages from lovesick fangirls. 4,000 messages, and many of them are sending him nudes. He shares the same name, Wade Wilson, with the character Deadpool. I'm sure there'll be thousands of disappointed female fans now that he's been sentenced to death. The lewd photos women sent him, 163 of them, had to be rejected because they were inappropriate. Women value male looks over male character, and this is the proof. And speaking of proof, number 15 is proof that female love is usually conditional. Bashar al-Assad escaped to Russia with his wife, and now she's divorcing him because he lost his status by no longer being the leader of a country. She only seems to have been attracted to him for his power and status. Those are the real aphrodisiac. Female love is like Santa Claus for grown men. Neither of them exists, and you'll have to learn that lesson, or you will forever be stunted by women and controlled by them. Up next, holy shit, the meme is real. The caption is also funny. She says to her son that your black is beautiful. If you see something like this on Tinder, Hinge, or Bumble, then swipe left immediately. You can also tell that her own son hates her. You know that these days, the dating apps are all like this, if you're the average dude. You might think it's tempting, but you need to resist. Rumor has it that out there somewhere she's still crying. Those must be tears of happiness. Number 17, Christine sends a message to Trump saying that Canada is larger than America, and we will take over and Trump will be the governor of America. The Canadians will give Americans universal health care, and Americans will never go bankrupt from getting sick. Canada could barely take over Buffalo, New York for a couple of days with our tiny military, and that place has a 90% deserted downtown. Canadians are just Americans who are too big of pussies to stand up to King George. Moving on, this is a joke, right? Scientists are baffled as to why straight men prefer biological women over trans women. Yes, it's totally baffling why straight guys don't like women with purple eggplants and testicles. Whoever thought that men would be so picky? Another mystery is why don't trans women go after trans men? Also, are those the scientists in the picture, the trans women, or both? I bet you they also spend millions on this so-called study. Number 19, people say it's time to rethink Christmas as half the country is not Christian according to a diversity group. Funny, but they don't look very diverse to me. You just know that even if you stop celebrating Christmas, these women would still demand you buy them presents for Christmas, as well as dinner to show how much they mean to you. They also look a little too well-fed for me. But all the religious meaning and the point of the holiday would be omitted, even though that's the actual point. Maybe since 50% of the country isn't white anymore, we can actually cancel Valentine's Day too. Up next, are you an ugly nerd with a small schwing-schwing? Or possibly socially awkward? Then have you tried Filipino women? Basically, if you're a low-value man, here's your best worst option. Of course, if you get together with her, then you must support her extended family as well. But that's okay, because it'll cost you like a nickel a month. Isn't that the definition of prostitution now? It's just another trap in a different country and different looking body. No thank you. Number 21, we have another woman trying to explain what a real man is, even though she doesn't even look like a real woman. She says real men use fists instead of boomsticks. And I'm sure that once legal firearms are banned, she's going to get smashed by Johnny Somali, the illegal from down the block, at gunpoint and wonder where all the real men are that would have protected her. She thinks that just because she's cute, you're going to do what she wants. Moving on, what happened to Brandy Granville? This is what she really looks like without fillers in her face. She needed to dissolve the fillers to help her treat a health crisis that she was suffering. Now she looks like a real housewife instead of just playing one on television. How much you want to bet that the way her face looks now matches the way she looks on the inside? Also wonder if most celebrities would look like this if they couldn't do Botox injections anymore. Number 23, here's how you get stoned without smoking Mary Jane. But it's not exactly the type of stone most of us prefer. Of course, you know this could only happen in a Western country, because in the East this tends to be one of the ways that they celebrate Pride Month. Many of the alphabet people say it's a time of year when you'll be flying without wings. Then again, I think that even the Quran thumpers might make an exception this one time. Up next is the difference between how girls and boys make easy money. Women just marry guys or sell pictures in the buff to blokes. Guys have to work 80 hours a week or invent something. Most likely inventing something while simultaneously working those 80 hours a week. Boys need to also include, I'm gonna sell a part of my body or I'm gonna do something that could get me jailed for life, in their description. Based on this, it looks like women live life on easy mode. Number 25 and the last one, here's one of those women about to sell pictures and videos of herself to buy everyone Christmas presents. This is what many women look like at that time of year, and we all know exactly where it is. If I ever had to hire a woman in an office, I'd set up a room like this with a camera just to film the look on their face when they have to sit down on the casting couch. Even if you don't do anything except film them sitting on that couch, it's all the material you need to make people believe that they're a hoe. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.